We do have on the line with us Peter Julian, New Democrat MP for Burnaby, New Westminster in B.C. Peter, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks very much, Rob.
And I suppose you're in somewhat of a position here and speaking on behalf of your colleague, but talk about why this was brought forward in the first place.
Well, it's becoming increasingly a problem. We've had a number of cities across the country that have moved to ban cosmetic pesticides. You talked about the debate in Calgary. I know in my city of New Westminster, there's a debate as well on this issue, right? But at the same time as a number of cities and a number of provinces have moved to ban pesticides, the problem has been essentially that the pesticide companies like Dow AgroSciences have fought back by using Chapter 11 provisions of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And so what we have here is this, in a real sense, a pushback that basically that I think that the federal government has to resolve by looking to bring in its own ban on domestic pesticide, cosmetic pesticides. That is something that's not going to happen overnight, of course. The fact that Pat Martin tabled the bill is only the first step in a very long process, but it begins a debate about whether or not we want these products that very clearly cause cancer and a whole variety of other health issues.
Very clearly cause cancer?
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm looking at the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, the American Journal of Public Health, the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety. I mean, they've all indicated there's a clear link between pesticide use and a whole variety of health issues, including neurological problems, brain and lung cancer, immune suppression. I can go on and on, but there is a clear link. And so the question is, what do we do about it?
Well, I'm not so sure there is. And in fact, last year we had the sweeping review from the Pest Management Regulatory Agency that products containing 2,4-D do not pose unacceptable risks to human health or to the environment.
You're talking about Health Canada.
Well, Health Canada, and as well, of course, and reading off their report here, an independent science advisory panel comprised of government and university experts, researchers in toxicology, epidemiology, and biology agreed with Health Canada's assessment that 2,4-D can be used safely when used according to label directions.
But the problem, as I'm sure you're aware, Rob, is that those ideal conditions never exist. When you have the pesticides used in a fairly widespread way in communities, whether we're talking about parks or sports grounds, the idea that somehow that those perfect conditions can exist and that there will be no contact directly between 2,4-D and the individual citizen, I think is optimistic at best. So while under ideal conditions, and that's the conclusion of the panel, it doesn't pose a threat. Those ideal conditions simply don't exist, whether we're talking about Calgary or New Westminster or Ontario and Quebec that have both moved to ban those pesticides, I think for very legitimate reasons.
Well, again, and here from this report, risk to homeowners and their children from contact, actual contact with treated lawns and turf are not of concern.
Under ideal conditions, but those ideal conditions...
Well, that's not... You're inserting words into this report.
Well, Rob, I think what they are clearly saying, and this was the Health Canada conclusion as well, that in an ideal world where there is no direct contact between kids or pets and these products, that obviously there wouldn't be health problems. But as I say, and I'll stress this again, those ideal conditions don't exist. And when there is contact, very clearly the journals that I've cited and the health reports that we've read very clearly indicate the contrary. So when you don't have an ideal situation, you're in a dilemma, really, I think. If we're looking at something that has that link with neurological problems and brain and lung cancer and a whole variety of other diseases, what do? Do you simply pretend that the ideal conditions exist, or do you move to ban, as Quebec has, Ontario has, and a whole bunch of other cities across the Canada have, in order to protect their populations? And I'd certainly side on the side of those who say you have to take the precautionary principle and ensure that the Canadians' health is protected. And that's got to be job number one.
Well, again, and you're using this language which isn't in this report. And, I mean, if we're going to have this agency that reviews these matters, and, again, they refer specifically to contact with treated lawns, contact with lawns treated with 2,4-D, that there is no risk to health, that we're blindly and willfully ignoring the work of this agency we've specifically tasked to examine these questions. Peter, how do we reconcile that?
Well, what we do is we ensure that health is foremost. I think we could agree on that. And so if you have Health Canada, and obviously that would be, I think, probably a good use of a future broadcast just to talk about the issues around Health Canada, bovine growth hormone, and a whole host of other very controversial approvals that they have approved of products where ultimately, whistleblowers have shown that the due diligence was not done. When you have those kinds of issues with Health Canada, when you have some concerns around whether or not those ideal conditions can ever be put into place, I think you have to side with public health. And in my mind, and in Pat Martin's mind, that's what we've chosen to do. And I'll state again, we have a whole host of cities across the country that are doing the same thing. That doesn't mean that every city may choose to do that, but ultimately, when there's a debate in Calgary and citizens look at the evidence themselves and have those kinds of discussions, then the city of Calgary ultimately democratically has the right to make that decision whether to ban or not ban pesticides. In the case of cities and provinces that have moved to ban pesticides, we now have concerns about whether or not the companies are pushing back and pushing back on what is a legitimate public health issue.
All right. Well, you know, we can go on and on about this, but let me try to understand what this bill would mean. Are we talking about banning the sale right across the country of these products? What would this bill mean?
Banning the sale and use for cosmetic pesticides. So we're talking about on private homes. We're talking about schools, hospitals, and parks. Essentially, that's what's stipulated in the bill. Places where ultimately there would be a contact, and since very very clearly, again from the evidence that I've seen, there are health impacts, and where particularly for children and for women, pregnant women, that essentially you have to remove the pesticides from those kinds of environments if you want to avoid the health problems that come with the use of pesticides in combination with children and with pregnant women and others.
What about for people who buy it at their local store, use it on their lawn or their private property? I mean, we're talking about banning all of that?
It would ban the sale and use in those areas. So yes, it would. Ultimately, now, are we talking about something that would take place tomorrow? No. Are we talking about something that in the longer term would? Yes. And essentially, that is what Quebec has done, that is what Ontario has done, and that has cities in Western Canada and Atlantic Canada have chosen to do as well.
All right, what's the status of the bill? It's been tabled?
Well, you know the process, Rob, because we've discussed this in other times when I've appeared on your show. And essentially, first reading is the very first stage in a long process. So Pat Martin's number may be up in, I believe, about 8 months as a result of the lottery. At that point, it would move to second reading, and that's when the real debate engages. It's normally a 3 to 4 month process from the point when a bill gets to second reading. So we're talking about a debate that's only started, but I think an important debate. And I think it's one that a lot of people will want to be engaged in.
Do you get any sense that there's support for this within the other parties?
I get a real sense that there is support out there in any question that results in a parliamentary vote and a private member's vote, because it's a free vote for members. I think that what we will end up having is a debate that will take place in many ways, riding to riding, where various parts of the country, you'll have citizens weighing in, perhaps in favor of the ban, perhaps opposed to it, but it will engender a debate, and I think that's the most important thing. Since on this Earth Day, we are starting to talk about a healthier environment, this is one way of achieving that, and this begins a debate that hopefully will be one that Canadians across the country will want to get involved in.
All right. Well, there's more at ndp.ca. Peter, we do appreciate you coming on here tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob. All right. I always enjoy being on your
show. Appreciate it. Peter Julian, New Democrat MP, Burnaby, New Westminster.